Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The right fielder, Fabian Gafka. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka takes first base on ball four. Mills moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills scores. Gafka moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hayes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Gafka scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Cronin steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. P Pete hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Pete reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is walked intentionally. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Gafka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Desautels. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Walker moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pete. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gafka bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to third. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mills scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cronin moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desautels moves to third. Two outs. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gafka hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gafka who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. One out. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Desodles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Desodles goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Mills reaches second base with a double. Wahlberg scores. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gafka hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Renssa now catching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gafka. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Desautels. The throw from Renza and he is safe. Desautels steals second. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gafka hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Almaden now playing right field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Peet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura juggles the ball. That's an error on Bonura. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer moves to third. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Boesberger pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSoto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.